Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Thank you so much for joining me on this live recorded version of Build Your Tribe. I'm really passionate about sharing with you the answers to how to create an online course, an e-course, an online academy, an online training, a virtual training program. There's so many different ways that these things are labeled. The opportunity is insane. It's amazing. In fact, most universities have completely changed their curriculum, the way that they are recruiting and finding professors, and how they're serving their students by taking their learning online. So I'm going to share with you everything that I've learned about creating online courses and how it has created an opportunity for my husband and I to honor our family, to stay home with our kids, to live in my purpose, which is to teach, to share, to be a speaker, but never have to leave my home. I'm going to share with you some of the mistakes that we've made in the courses that we've created. I'm going to talk to you about pricing, length, what your course needs to offer, how many lessons need to be included. Should the lessons be on video? Should your lessons be screen flow? I'm going to share with you how you should price it. I'm going to answer all of your questions. If this blows your mind, good. I hope it's got your heart racing, because this is exciting stuff. Because there's somebody right now who doesn't even know that what it is they're teaching people, like, all the time, over and over and over again, the thing that is their expertise, they don't even know that they could be helping so many people with this, that knowledge, and that they should be creating a course. The very first course that I ever created is a free course that still stands. It is a course that I used primarily to help me build my credibility as someone who teaches organization, focus, and goal setting. It's called 30 Day Push. Now, I'm going to invite you to take part in it. If you have done this before, I'm going to invite you to do it again. And here's why. Because now you will look at that course through different eyes, through the eyes of someone who's like, okay, I see how she did that. Oh, I see what they've done here. Oh, I see how they did this. And you'll also look at it and you'll see the things that you don't want to do in your course. You'll see the mistakes that I've made. You'll see the things that you realize I could be doing better. So even if you've already gone through 30 Day Push, I'm going to invite you to go through it again, but through different eyes. And if you've never done this course, it's, well, if nothing else, I promise that you will be more organized. You'll understand goal setting, and you'll understand how you can do all of this from your phone. It is 30 Day Push, 30daypush.com. We've had hundreds of thousands of people go through that free course. Now, the reason why I want to bring that up to you is because when you're creating a course, one of the very first things you have to consider is, do I have credibility in terms of helping other people? I know I've figured this out, but are there other people who I've trained to do this, who I can demonstrate and share with others their success, so that I know this doesn't just work for me? I personally believe you have no business selling a course, teaching something that's worked for you, if you haven't made certain it works for other people. It's your obligation. So one of the best and the easiest ways to do that is by offering a free course. 30 Day Push is my free course. It still stands today. It is still a free course. That course gives people results for free and how to use their phone to get their life in order, accomplish their goals, and just feel a little bit more balanced. It's an on-ramp. If you will, it's kind of like a 101 course to smart success. Now, smart success is like your graduate degree, and 30 Day Push is kind of like, it's a taste test, if you will. That course has added hundreds of thousands of people to my email list. That's cool. But what's even better than that is I've helped hundreds of thousands of people get more organized, and that creates reciprocity. All right, now let's talk about you creating an e-course. So what are some of the things that people often ask about creating an online course? Well, one of the first things that you should be asking is this the right time now? Should I be creating an online course at this stage in my career? And I have an answer to that question. Do you know what the answer to that question is? Do you know what the answer is dependent on? It is dependent upon your list, the people who are looking. It's dependent upon the people you've already cultivated a following with. in my opinion, because I've done this with thousands and thousands of people who've been within our programs or that we've been able to coach who want to start an academy. The timing is best. Now listen, you can start one anytime you want. Don't let me stop you. But if I can save you some money, if I can save you some heartache, if I can save you having to spend a ton of money on an academy, which by the time you actually have the ability to sell it, you have to recreate it, it's this. It's not time to create an academy until you have a following, an action-taking following. Write that down. You need an action-taking following. Does it help to have an email list? My God, yes. An email list gives you a specific way to reach them. Even if you have a following of 10,000 people on Periscope, you can expect that less than, even if you're really convincing, even if your people are terribly motivated and they take action on every one of your scopes, you can expect less than 1% to take action. Then, if you have an email list, a really strong email list, you can get up to 4%, maybe even 5%, depending upon your email list. But less than 1% of your social media. Now, some social media platforms are stronger than others. Twitter, at the moment, tends to be the lowest action taking, followed by, well, we can just go through all of them, but the top ones are, the first and the biggest, the most powerful action taking social media platform is Facebook. Second, in my opinion, for many of you, is Periscope. Then Instagram, then YouTube, Twitter, depending on where you have the most, the strongest results for action. Now, we track every single one of our sales. So we know from our statistics what freemium they came in on, meaning I just told you about 30-day push. I can see which one of my customers bought Smart Success and where they came through the doors first. I can see if a Smart Success customer, and that's a $1,000 program, Marketing Impact is a $2,000 program, but I can see where we first met, the first gift that I gave them. I know if they bought Marketing Impact and the first gift they ever received from me was Periscope is dope, or if the first gift they ever received from me was 30-day push, or the Courageous Confidence, or one of our freemiums on Focus. I can see it exactly. So I know which freemiums tend to attract the type of customer who's most interested in the type of academy that I'm going to, at some point, offer to them. But the key is this, if you build a course before you have a healthy list of people who take action, you will spend so much money building a course and no one will buy it, or so few that it becomes an expense you'll soon have to recreate. Because a large list of people who take action, guess what they become for you? They become your focus group. They tell you what they need, what they want, where they're struggling, what steps they don't understand, what things that come so common sense to you that you didn't even realize it needs to go in your flipping academy. I can't tell you how many times students have come to me after doing another program that taught them how to create an online program. And then they come to one of our programs and say, there must be something wrong. We couldn't sell it. And I'm like, do you have a following? Do you have an email list? No, but I have this amazing course. Well, of course nobody's buying it. You don't have anyone to offer it to. God bless you. You know, when they say, if you build it, they will come, that is partly true. But the thing that you have to build is not the course. The thing that you have to build is a loyal, action-taking following. Not people who just like you, but people who get results when you give them tips. People who get results, transformation, change, improvement, all of the things that they need. If you're giving those things to people for free, then what you're building is a deep, passionate, gratuitous audience who feel that debt of gratitude to you. They're taking action because they're like, every time you give me a piece of advice, it works. That takes patience. It takes consistency. It takes showing up. It takes integrity with a capital I. It doesn't happen overnight. People are trying to create courses like crazy and offer these things for sale and without having put in the time and developed hours and hours and days and weeks and years of care, concern, and integrity with your audience. You've got to be the leader. You've got to be the person that says, guys, this is what we need to do. We're doing it. Let's go. And you've got to bring people with you, and it does take time. I mentioned this yesterday. I don't know if any of you were on my fitness scope, but my infomercial Pio is on the air right now. And it's on TV right now. It's 2015. We are in, as I record this, October of 2015. I created Pio in the year 2000. 15 years later, it's on TV. Overnight success, rare, takes time. And I don't say that to discourage you, like, oh man, you mean I gotta wait like 15 years or 7 years or 2 years or 3 years? No, because you've already been putting in the work. You've already been doing you. Everything that's led up to today has been in an effort and with God's purpose in mind. He's put you through everything that you've been through, everything that you've learned, every experience that you've had, even the weird things that don't even relate to what you're doing today in some bizarre way. Isn't it crazy how they actually help you to be better at what you do today? Like, I think about the fact that in college, I took voiceover lessons. And I'm like, you know, I did that because I thought I wanted to do voiceover work on TV for commercials. Little did I know how much that would help me in terms of understanding how my vocal quality makes people feel confident, makes people feel secure. Little did I realize that all of the things that I did when I owned an auto swap meet, when I was a college student, I owned a company called the All Michigan Auto Swap Meet. Little did I realize at that point what I was doing was teaching people that they could trust me and that I had integrity. And little did I realize how all, you know, your whole life and every experience that you've had every day, every up, every down, every person that you've met, it's all been as a means by which to prepare you for today. So when is it the right time to create your course? Once you have an action-taking audience. Some people get there quicker than others. The people who get there the quickest have confidence. If you lack confidence, my friend, it's gonna take you a long, 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 long time to build an action-taking audience because they can tell you're not sure about you. So work on your confidence first. If you watch somebody's Periscope or someone on YouTube or, you know, a video where you can actually see someone, you can tell if they're lacking confidence and you're like, I like them, I'm rooting for them, but I'm not putting them at the head of the pack. I can't lead yet. I support them, but they're not leading me. You've got to have confidence. Next. All right. Now you've decided, okay, it's time. I've got an action-taking audience. What should my course be on? Well, you probably know the answer to that. You know what it is you could teach others because you're likely already teaching people those things. If you don't already know, but yet you're still compelled to create a course, my guess would be that you've got a pretty good idea. You just need to sit down with somebody who's a tell it like it is kind of person, who knows you, who knows business, your coach, your mentor, your go-to person, and say, okay, here's what I think my course is. Can you give me some feedback on this? And let them speak the truth to you. It's likely the thing that you already have tremendous passion for. It's likely the thing that you already help people with all the time. And it's something you've already figured out. You've already gone through the trials and tribulations. You've already struggled with this. It's something that you wish there was a course on, or maybe there were courses on it, but they didn't give you what you needed. So next, once you've figured out what it is you want to create your course on, here are some, I'm gonna read these. So if you guys wanna write these down, I'm gonna read through them for you because these are the questions that I answer when I'm creating an online course. Online courses that I've created to date are 30-day push, that's a free course. IG Impact, that's Instagram Impact. That's a course that then I've also created a course called the Courageous Confidence Club that teaches you how to come out of your shell, how to deal with being an introvert, how to overcome shyness, how to become more confident in everyday situations. Then we also have created the Virtual Business Academy. That's a course that teaches you how to build the operations of an online business. It's not how to attract business. It's how to make things function and operate automated for you. It's how not to get hacked. It's how to keep all of your information safe and have everybody else do the work for you. We've also created the Smart Success Academy. That academy is a $1,000 academy. And I've created the Marketing Impact Academy. That's a $2,000 academy. So those are all the academies that we've created. Each academy, I create about one academy a year maybe every 9 months, if you will. About every 9 months, I create an academy. I only create an academy because it's on my heart. Like, I'm like, this, I can't believe people are still struggling with this. And there's, and I keep getting these same questions. People keep running into the same challenge. I'm explaining these things over and over and over again. It's time to give people a simple way to do this. And then before I create the academy, I start taking people through the process. I start developing all of the content, all of the lessons, and I start taking people through that process so that I know, number one, what it needs, what it's missing, and that it works. So that I have testimonials before I ever even launch the program. Key, testimonials will sell your program, not you. Not a sales video, not a sales page. Testimonials. People who have said, I bought it, I did it, it works. And by the way, you can get testimonials from people who haven't even bought the program. If while you're developing your course, if you have people going through this process with you and learning it, it is perfectly acceptable for them to provide you a testimonial to say, Shalene's program worked. The way Tiffany taught me how to do XYZ changed my business. Those are really important things for you to continually collect. Every single email you get from someone who says, I just have to tell you what you taught me, changed my program, save that email, because you're going to follow up once your course goes live and say, could I include a photo of you and this little email testimonial that you sent me a couple of months ago? They're golden. Okay, now here are the questions that I ask once I realize, okay, I've been working on this content. I know that there's a course that's going to save people time, money. It's going to save them hassle, and it's going to give them the shortcut. The first thing I ask is there another online course that does something very similar to this? Because 99% of the time, the answer is, of course there is. Even the most completely unique course that you think, I hear people say all the time, nobody else is doing this. No one else does a course like this. There is no course that offers this. I'm like, you haven't done your research. Yes, there is. It might be called something different. It isn't on your radar. No one that you're currently following has created that course, but it's out there. It is. It just has to be. You just haven't found it yet. So do your research, find those courses, order those courses, take a look at those. Yes, buy that course. Take a look at that course, figure out what they did really well, and you're like, oh, wow, I didn't even think about that. I should definitely include that as one of my first steps. I like how they've included PDFs. I like how this whole program is only an audio program. Whatever it is, buy those similar courses, research them, and then figure out how your course will differentiate from that other course. How will your course differentiate from other courses that offer similar content or solve a similar problem? And don't forget, even if 100 other people have created the same course, yours can still be very different. If nothing else, what makes it different is you. How many of you feel as though you might be discouraged to see that there's 20 other courses on the course that you thought was your original idea? Would that discourage you? Please don't be discouraged by it. You should be encouraged by it. It means there's a market for it. That was the right answer. There are no less than 50 courses on Instagram. There are no less than 100 courses on how to do Facebook ads. There are, you know, Kim Garst may have been one of the very first people to create a Periscope course, but since that time, dozens of them have popped up. What makes it special is you. What makes it special is those action-taking followers want it from you, not anyone else. Next, questions to answer. Okay, ready? I'm just going to read them from my list because this is my actual list that I look at every time I create a course. How will my course be different than other courses? What challenge or problem will my course provide a solution to? What's the very first thing that I wish I had done when I was learning to do this thing that I've got to make sure is the first thing I teach people in my course? What one mistake or lesson did I have to learn the hard way that I'm going to help people avoid in my course? What mode do people find it easiest to learn this? So when I've helped other people with this, how did I do that? Was I face-to-face? Do they need to hear me? Do they need to see me? Do they need drawings? Do they need doodles? Do they need to be over my shoulder looking at my laptop? I.e., would it be a screen flow? Would it be, do they need to, like, so for example, with Instagram, I'm like, every time I teach someone Instagram, I pull out my phone and I show them everything that I'm doing. So my Instagram course needs to be you and I on my phone together. So it's a screen flow mainly from my phone. So you've got to ask yourself, what mode are people best able to absorb, retain, and learn this information? Next, I have to ask myself, what would it look like if this person was with you? So if I had the opportunity to sit across from someone who was learning this, what would it look like? You know, how would I actually train and teach them this? Then this is really important, what is the average attention span of the person who needs to learn this? Do they have 10 minutes? Do they have an hour? Do they lose attention after 15 minutes? Because that's the length that most of your lessons should be. We always assume longer means more value. Not true. It's more valuable to people to save them time. So be concise. One of the biggest mistakes that we've made, and we're still playing with fixing this, is with my 30daypush.com. Listen very closely. This is really important, and I'm going to put it out there honestly because it's one of the biggest mistakes that we've made. And that is that the 30daypush.com program, which is free, is 30 days. So the longer the program, the higher the attrition rate. How do I know that? Because I've got 6 programs. The longer the program, the higher the attrition rate. Longer doesn't always mean more value. Yeah. So we're playing with this idea because to me, I'm not trying to sell people stuff. I'm trying to get people results. So if I can find a way to get people better results, like right now with Smart Success, it's an 8-week course. But based on the studies and the research, university research, because now universities are studying attrition rates of their students, and they're looking at where people drop out of class when they're doing online courses. And the longer the course, the more dropouts they have. There's something about the urgency of a short course. There's something about saying, okay, I can buckle down and I can do this. It's only 2 weeks. I can buckle down and I can do this. It's only a weekend. And we think, oh, it's got to be long if it's going to be valuable. Well, that's not what the research says. I thought that too, but I'm a researcher. And the way that I can give people better results is not by relying on my own experience, but by looking at research. And research shows that the shorter the course, the higher the success rate of completion. People will complete a shorter course than they will a longer course. It's making me wonder if I don't put more lessons per day or per week in Smart Success and make Smart Success a 4-week course, would people get all the way through it? If I asked them to do more per week, if they were to meet, you know, maybe watch three videos a week versus just one lesson, I don't know. We're going to play with that. We're going to play with it. Because again, my goal isn't to sell people stuff. My goal is to give people results. You're going to make me mad if you don't do it. You're going to keep me up late at night if you drop out. So you've got to look at the research. Okay, next, and this is really important. It's called the anti-sell or the anti-sale. It's something I learned when I trained at QVC. So all on-air guests are required once your product or program has been approved by QVC, the Home Shopping Network. You have to then go to a course, and it is sponsored by and taught by the online talent at QVC. And one of the things that they teach you to do is to address the audience and give them the anti-sell. In other words, you're telling the audience what your program doesn't do. It's the anti-sell or the anti-sale. It's what we do with our girlfriends and best friends. We say, oh no, you will love that movie. And then here comes the anti-sell. It's a little long, but you'll love the movie. Or we'll say things like, oh, it's the world's best mascara. Now, it flakes a little bit. That's the anti-sale. It flakes a little bit, and it doesn't make your eyelashes longer. It doesn't grow your eyelashes, but it looks amazing. That's the anti-sell. So when I'm selling Virtual Business Academy, you heard me just say, with the Virtual Business Academy, I'm not teaching you how to attract customers with the Virtual Business Academy. That's not what it does. It teaches you how to set up a business that's fully automated. That's the anti-sell. Marketing Impact Academy is not a course that teaches you how to get your life structured and organized. It teaches you how to build an online business, but it doesn't teach you how to automate that whole process. That's the Virtual Business Academy. So you have to tell people what your course is not. It's another way to distinguish your course, number one, and number two, have credibility. And that's why people watch those Home Shopping Network programs. It's why they watch QVC, and it's why they watch the Home Shopping Network, because they know the host and the guest are not going to give you BS. They're going to tell you what it does, and they're going to tell you what it doesn't do. And that's pretty powerful. Okay, next, you've got to describe, who is this person that needs this course? Where are they right now in their journey? What are they currently struggling with? Where do they most often get stuck? What's the most obvious thing that they need to understand, yet for whatever reason, people just don't get it, and you're going to make sure they get it in your course? What is that thing? Okay, are you writing that down? What is that thing? Okay, the next thing I ask is, what makes them struggle with this piece? And by that I mean, is it that they don't have a technology background? Is the struggle that they don't have the confidence? Is the struggle that they don't have the know-how? Is the struggle an emotional or a personal belief? Is the struggle that they don't have the resources? Is the struggle that they don't know the steps? So I need to sit back and go, okay, this seems simple to me. Now I have to remember, what was my struggle? And more importantly, of all the people that I've been testing this on, because you got to test your stuff. You've got to test your stuff. All the people I've been testing this on, where do they struggle? Is it emotional? Is it knowledge? Is it technology? Because once you know that, then you're going to help people get results. You know, the best course ever is fantastic, but if people aren't actually doing it and getting results, no one's going to tell their friends about it. Smart Success, we had 2 times the amount of sales this year. We closed 4 days early. We had double the sales, you know, and not one affiliate. And the reason why is because people got results, and they get results year after year after year. And then they tell their friends about it. And then I don't have to talk about it. I have thousands and thousands of students who are like, it was a freaking game changer. I'm making more money than I ever thought possible. I'm so much more relaxed. I'm not running around like a chicken with its head cut off. I finally understand what it means to slow down. And because I learned how to slow down and exactly what that process looks like, because I learned the formula, because I learned the system, now I'm making more and I'm working less. And if enough people keep saying that over and over and over again, I don't have to say anything about it. It sells out. I don't have to sell. You don't want to have to sell your program. You want people talking about it. You want people getting results and telling other people how they got those results. It's just like when someone loses a ton of weight, or they're suddenly like, their body looks amazing. What do? You say, what are you doing? You look amazing. What are you doing? And that person will sell it for you. People, when they get results, do the work for you. Here's some more questions I want you to ask as you're developing your academy. Okay, here it is. What is it that's special about your technique? What's the formula? What's the system? What are the exact steps? Real talk. It is not helpful. It is not useful. Real talk, you ready? For you to say, well, you could do this, 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 or this. Well, you could. I mean, depending upon your situation, you could do, you could try this, you could try this, you could try this, you could try this. You could, and some people do this. And you'll both hear people say, no, that's not helpful. That's a big bucket of opinions. I want your formula. I want your system. Tell me how to do it. Of course, I'm going to put my own spin on it. That's to be expected. Tell me how you did it. I want your formula. I want your system. Next, you've got to tell people, perhaps before you think about even marketing this, you have to understand, where do people fall off in the process? Where do they lose interest? Where do they tend to get disinterested and lose passion? Because if you know that spot, then that's kind of like that midway point. It's that point where you're telling people you can do this, and then you at that point in the program is when you have to give them a little reward, a carrot, so that they can keep going and doing the tough stuff. You also want to ask, what is the one big misconception or myth that your training, your course, your online academy will bust wide open? Also, you need to understand what tools, what resources, what knowledge, what skills, what additional pieces they're going to need in order to be successful with your course. Could the average person learn the things in your program if they were to just sit across the table from you without a computer or a screen flow? So oftentimes our courses, it's us face to face. But some of the things we have to learn are on our laptop, on our desktop. So should you consider creating screen flows? And is a screen flow more valuable than me actually seeing your face? Then you will ask, how much time does the average person, like if you're making a promise that once you complete this course, you will be able to do what? You know, and you have to be very careful about income claims because the FTC cracks down on that hard. You've got to be very careful. I can't say that everyone will make more money. I can say that people who go through my course and follow the steps, those people have the opportunity to make a lot more money, but I can't put a specific number on it. I can't. So you've got to be very careful about specific financial claims. But I can tell myself before I start the program, my goal, what is my goal when someone completes this program? I need to be able to confidently and passionately know that if they complete this program, they will be able to do what? They will experience transformation where? After you complete this course, you can expect to do what? To have what type of change in your life? Because that's what you start. That statement, you keep returning to that with every piece that you put into your program. Every piece that you put into your program, you have to say, okay, I said when I started creating this course and when people finished it, they would be able to have a business that would almost automate every area except for the content. I can't teach you how to have somebody automate your content. You've got to create the content, but if you're in the Virtual Business Academy, once you're in there, if you create one piece of content, I'm going to show you how you can automate that process to put it on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter, a blog post. I'm going to show you how to turn them into ebooks. I'm going to show you how to automate all of those pieces. And that's what I have to keep in mind as I'm creating the Virtual Business Academy, because if I get to a certain point where I'm like, well, but I haven't taught them how to trust a virtual assistant with all of their passwords and all of their logins. I haven't taught them how to use their intuition when it comes to hiring. So I've got to go back to the drawing board and I've got to add those lessons. So those are most of the questions. Let me see if there's any other questions on my list. I'm going to run through these. What is their greatest struggle? Where do they get stuck? Where did I get stuck? What part of this process is boring? What part of this process is exciting? What part of this process is the piece that they think they have to do first and they're wrong? What part of this process do most people completely leave out? What step do most people completely leave out? What tools, additional training, what expenditures should people be told upfront that they'll have to invest to make this thing happen? Could the average person learn these things from an online course? Does it need to have an accompanying live event? And then, once I've completed it, then I come up with the price point. Now, I don't believe that price point should be established based solely on how many lessons or modules are in your course. I think the price point is based on the value of the course. So for example, number one, value, and number two, where I'm missing a piece in my customer journey. It doesn't make sense for your very first course, the very first thing that you offer to people after your first free course is a $2,000 course. Like, you didn't give people an opportunity to grow with you. So someone's first experience with me might be a $150 course, and then a $200 course, and then a $600 course, and then a $1,000 course, and then a $2,000 course. And they get to grow with you. It's like they're investing, and each time their investment gives them a return, they say, that was a pretty good stock option. I'm going to invest in her again. So I do a couple of things. I say, all right, I've got it. This is the God's honest truth. I believe that the marketing impact is a $10,000 value. I do. I believe it's a $10,000 value. But I personally am not comfortable selling a $10,000 program unless I have your home address and I can drive to your house and make sure you complete it. The truth is, the reason why we don't sell it for $10,000 is because I can't handle thinking that someone might spend $10,000 and go through three or four lessons. I can't handle that. That's guilt. I just can't handle it. It would drive me bonkers. So we offered it $2,000, knowing it's worth, honestly, it's worth $100,000. It's everything you could ever possibly need to know about business and building an online business and attracting customers to you and everything else, for Pete's sake. But I have to figure out, where is the market today? What the average customer who I attract, what is their expendable income? When I first started getting into personal and business development, my customers couldn't afford $2,000. I didn't have those customers yet. I had customers who could afford $500. And now, because they've spent so much time with me, that's why I call them my lifers. A lot of my lifers are easily six-figure earners, and a lot of them are millionaires. So they're getting richer as they're going through my programs. They're making more money. And as they're making more money, I can invest more into programs that offer them bigger and bigger rewards. But it does require that they do the programs. And the one thing that we do know about online learning is this: the more educated, and by educated, I don't mean college educated, I don't mean necessarily school educated, but I mean online educated, greater the person's depth of knowledge and their age, it's the truth, the longer they will stay and higher their success rate for total completion of a program. If someone's only done like one program and they're young, the likelihood that they'll drop out is very high. If someone's done a lot of online learning and they're more experienced, they complete courses. It's my job to make sure people complete my courses, because if they complete my courses, their lives change. They become walking, talking billboards of success. And people say, how did you do that? And then I don't have to sell. So that's, in a nutshell, what it takes to create an online course. Aside from that, how long would it take you to create a course? Once you've written out all the material, once you've tested it on tons of people, once you know where the shortcomings are, where and what order all of the lessons need to come in, once you've tested that order to make sure it actually works with people, and you've been able to ascertain where people fall off, once you've done your research and you've done your focus groups and you know this works and people are getting results, then it's time to film. Too many people film before they do any of that. And then they get stuck answering all of these questions, and they're, you know, constantly getting questions and feedback and people returning the product and people struggling or negative reviews. So if you want to avoid all of that, which most of us do, then you've got to test, you've got to make sure your programs work, and you've got to tweak them, and you've got to revise them, and you've got to keep improving them. And once you've got a program, you don't need to create a new program every 9 months. You need to keep creating a better program. I spent probably 6 weeks this year just improving Smart Success. Not going out to create something new, but improving Smart Success, because it works. And so my job now is to get really excited and to make it work even better, faster, to deliver people results. So don't feel compelled because something isn't quite working yet to create something new. Go back and fix it. Fix what you know is working and make it work better. Make it work better. It's much less stress. It's already proven. You've already got something that you know people want. You already know exactly why you're passionate about this. So fix it. Fix it and make it better. But don't forget, before the course, you need action taken followers. Action-taking followers.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.